Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
The Republic of Korea has adopted a new Indo-Pacific strategy to advance freedom, peace, and prosperity in the region. The Indo-Pacific region is home to more than half of the global population and nearly two-thirds of the global economy. The United States welcomes the Republic of Korea's adoption of its new Indo-Pacific strategy as a reflection of our shared commitment to the region's security and growing prosperity, said National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan in a statement. The Indo-Pacific region is facing mounting challenges, particularly from the People's Republic of China. The PRC has been using its economic, military, diplomatic, and technological resources to coerce and bully countries across the Indo-Pacific. These actions have undermined human rights, the international rules-based order, and international law, including freedom of navigation. For this reason, Advisor Sullivan praised the ROK strategy, which sets a comprehensive approach that demonstrates the commitment to upholding the universal values such as the rule of law and human rights. Advisor Sullivan also pointed to the importance of the ROK strengthening non-proliferation and counterterrorism efforts throughout the Indo-Pacific. Particularly, the Democratic People's Republic of Korea's WMD and ballistic missile programs pose a serious risk to the region and the world. The United States will continue to work with the ROK to push for the complete denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula. In addition, the ROK is committed to implementing the UN Security Council sanctions against the DPRK, as well as preventing the DPRK from evading these sanctions. Finally, the United States welcomes the ROK's goal to enhance the region's economic security networks, cooperation in science and technology, and engagement on climate change and energy security. We are grateful for President Yoon's and the ROK's leadership and congratulate the people of the ROK on their new strategy, said Advisor Sullivan, which will help the United States and our partners advance a free, peaceful, and prosperous Indo-Pacific.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.